It's the 7 half of the hour, Monday, beginning of another week. First full week of the month of May, the merry, merry month of May. We are merry today because Osama bin Laden is dead, has assumed room temperature, part of the conversation so
far. He's
a
little colder than room temperature since he's 20,000 leagues under the sea now.
Right.
So, fish food.
I guess there's so many interesting aspects to this, and I'm eager to hear from you at 800-510-8255 or on our Facebook account. Story actually broke on Twitter, if you didn't know that. And at DougStephan.com today, we have the Twitter user who, without knowing what he was doing, reported from the raid in which Osama bin Laden was killed, was a member of the team. And this gives, by the way, this this whole thing, as it is developing, has become a rah-rah or not such a rah-rah for the Obama forces. And what a shame that is, because this is not about politics. Yeah, you can listen and read between the lines when the president announced this last night. It was quite simply all about him and all about the plans, and I did this and I did that. And then there are a lot of people who are, rightfully so, giving credit to the actual team logistically to put all this together and went in there surgically and gut bin Laden. There are a lot of people who don't believe he's really dead. That's one of the fascinating things about listening to calls the last hour or so, is how many people think this is a ruse. And this has to do, you know, the sad thing or the reality, because the government has so abused its privilege, it has so abused you over the years, more recently, that when there is something like this, I mean, I believe that Osama bin Laden's dead, and I think that he was buried at sea, and I think there'll be pictures to prove that. But the cynicism by which or through this or around this announcement is extraordinary.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We didn't have one call in the last hour.
In the last hour during the talk radio countdown
not
show.
Not one call saying this was great. I mean, well, there were people who said it was good.
Everybody thought it was great, but a lot of people were just,
they don't believe it. They don't believe it, or they don't want to give credit to Obama. So here's what I see happening, just sort of as an option. I have not checked. Richie, maybe you can. I was busy checking some other things on site, including being a wise guy on a website of a former radio station.
You crack me up.
Station. Anyway, the essence of the stock markets around the world, I want to see what they're doing so far as a predictor.
I've got to think that they're going to be
through the roof.
A good mood today.
Oh, yeah. People are going to be people are in a good mood for the most part.
Yeah.
And as I was asking earlier, perhaps you can underscore this, 800-510-8255, I heard it and goosebumps.
Yeah.
You heard it, how'd it affect you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
So what do we need to say? This will be the subject matter today. And, yes, you can guarantee that the national shows that are so predictable anyway will do their usual foolishness back and forth. It's kind of, I was going to say too bad, but the what happens here is the event over the weekend, the which of the two was the correspondent? It was the correspondence dinner on Saturday night.
Correspondence
in the White House, yeah. Where Trump and Obama were there together.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, actually. But that kind of gets lost in all this other stuff. And then you listen to George Bush yammer on and Bill Clinton. Clinton booted it first when he could have after the bombing of the World Trade Center in 93, but didn't. He didn't have a lot of courage in the first couple of years of his presidency. And George Bush, of course, completely offended most thinking Americans. As you look back on it now, the Iraqi war, as these guys proved, take out bin Laden, could have taken out Saddam Hussein exactly the same way. And I've said this hundreds of times on the air, because I know it to be a fact, that there was a team exactly like the one that went in to kill Osama bin Laden, exactly the same makeup that was ready to go in. The plans had been made, and they could have taken out Saddam Hussein and his family the same way that Osama bin Laden was taken out. Exactly the same way. And they didn't do it. And they didn't do it because of their allegiances to oil, big oil. Now, what's the ramification? Then Osama bin Laden made Barack Obama, and I apologize because I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I've just always put Osama and Obama together.
Yeah, I got the fix for you there. Don't ever call him Osama again. Just call him bin Laden.
Yeah, bin Laden. That's a good way of doing it, Richie. Anyway, so, the essence of all of this, excuse me, is that we have the people who have, and part of it is the responsibility of how in the last 10 years, especially, the media has become so one-sided or the other. You'll hear the people who are doing the liberal thing on MSNBC and the liberal talk radio programs make Obama out to be the hero, and the other people on the other side will make Obama out to be a skunk. But there's much more to this. There's a more penetrating way of looking at this, and maybe you will have the opportunity to do that. I am very curious, though.
But your first reaction isn't who gets the credit or is it for real. Your first reaction is gut.
Yeah.
How you feel about hearing that bin Laden is dead. That's your first reaction. That's your first instinctual reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. How did you hear that he had been killed? That's our poll today at DougStephan.com. A lot of information there at the website. You might want to check it out because it sort of synthesizes all of this stuff and rolls it into one big ball of easily discernible information. 800-510-8255. Amanda is up in Alaska. All right, Amanda. How are you feeling? What's your reaction to this?
I think maybe it's a hoax. Maybe Barack Obama's trying to get credit for it.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's the
all more than
every election.
Yeah. It's the same thing. All right.
So,
go ahead.
I'm wondering, as part of this hoax, whether people think that he's not dead or he's been dead. I mean, we've been hearing a little bit of both.
A little bit.
So, some people say he's been dead for a long time. Now they're just using it. And my question would be, why wouldn't Bush have taken the opportunity to if he's been dead for a long time? Or has he just died since Obama has been in office?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Apologetic a little bit because my voice is suffering the vagaries of all of the
back on the farm.
Oh my God, this stuff is really potent. But it was a beautiful weekend on the farm, beautiful day. The sun coming up on the farm, looking at the sun over on the barn.
With the EPA, I think you should have dust-free farms so that you no longer have a problem with your voice when you get back in.
Right, yeah, let's get right on that. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Amdro Amplug presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Amplug around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Amplug creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Amplug and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at some of the Facebook comments. Rich, you might want to follow along with those as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll keep up with that. I'll keep up with the callers. Yep. Thomas, listening in Lake Havasu in Arizona. Hi, Thomas. What's your reaction to the announcement from the president that Mr. Osama bin Laden has been killed?
Very good morning to you.
Hi.
I heard it when I was at work. So I had to wait till I got home to look at the video of the president's speech. And I just think it's funny how every time I see a speech from him, he seems like he stumbles over his words. Like he's not telling a straight story or something. And if you remember when he got inaugurated, he stumbled over the inauguration. So if he's looking for a reelection out of all this, as some people are saying,
of course he is.
Don't count on my vote.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen. There's all kinds of ways of dealing with reality. This may be his way, at least temporarily, of dealing with the reality of all the other problems that aren't being addressed. But it may show his lack of experience in that if he thinks this thing is going to carry over until a year and a half from now in the next election, he's probably got a little lesson coming. 800-510-8255 on Facebook. Tom says, of course, al-Qaeda followers will go on a rampage now, but Osama's death can be nothing but good news for so many Americans. Many thanks to the U.S. military. Also on our Facebook page, Terry says, hell can have his scrawny soul as the world is brighter for it. That is one death that does not diminish me. So there are... This is an important time for you to say what you're feeling. We have a lot of info here from various sources. Continue to share that with you. It's worthwhile to spend your time just sort of thinking this through now and how it affects all of us. 800-510-8255. The line's a little bit jammed, so be patient as you try to get through to us here. 21 After on the Good Day program. Rich and Doug are here.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
I'm John Dridden.
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda. September 11, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family.
So the president announcing that bin Laden is dead, a lot of remembrance going back to September 11th for sure. The capture was a priority of his first term in office. The operation took place in a very easy-to-understand way. Identified where he was, sent in the team, killed him, took his body out, wrapped it up, and dumped the body at sea. I've not seen any pictures. I'm looking at all kinds of different websites here.
Yeah, they're not going to release those yet.
No, but there are plenty of pictures, Richie, of the celebrations in front of the White House.
Yep.
Through the night at sporting events. Late last night, the Phillies game, and then the news media handling this. I'm looking at one of my sources is the LBN eLert, which you can go to lbnelert.com. I find I get a lot of news from that site. Bin Laden reportedly dead. Obama addresses the nation. And there are a lot of people who are calling that are saying, the report, are you sure the report is right? That he's gone? The most wanted man in the world, living in a mountainous region along the Pakistani-Afghanistani border. We had troops there. Does this mean we get out of Afghanistan right now? Today. Get the troops out of there. Yes? No? 800-510-8255. All right, we'll take some more calls on this in a matter of moments. This sort of seems simplistic, but I was thinking about this, looking, Richie, at the pictures of Barack Obama, who's beginning, you saw him on, last week when he was walking around in the South after all the tornadoes and stuff, I thought he looked really tired, worn.
It's a tough job, man.
And then when he was on the stage for the correspondence dinner on Sunday night, I thought he once again looked tired. So you know what? Not to trivialize it, but I've got a recommendation for you, Mr. President. Lumitone.
Ha!
The president needs, Richie, some Lumitone.
Exactly. Let's send him some.
Let's send him a free bottle. We could send a whole bunch of free bottles because all of us can get started with this wonderful product free. If you have not heard me talking about the dark circle camouflage – that's used by some. This is not a camouflage. This actually deals. This is an anti-aging cream that deals with the problem. You got dark circles under your eyes, bags, puffiness. If you look tired all the time like President Obama does, call this number, 800-894-3302, 800-894-3302 for your free jar of Lumitone. You pay only a small shipping and handling fee. That's the way to deal with this. People have been saying, millions of people, well, probably not yet, but millions of people have tried these products for New Vitality. The creams, Lumitone is the latest. We have Tautinol, which takes care of your skin during the daytime and night skin at night, all from the same folks. So get on board. Get the whole deal, but start with a free jar of Lumitone for your eyes. Try it. You are going to love it. 800-894-3302.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang on.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Here to stimulate your thinking, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Are there a few words you'd like to share with us? I will tell you that the phone activity here is so intense and that the system melted for a few moments. So if you would like to try your hand back at it again, we think we have a handle on it. All of the lines, and that's what happens sometimes in these circumstances. Everybody wants to talk about this. So help yourself to 800-510-8255. Or you can use Facebook if you want, or connect Doug at DougSteffen.com. I would like to, I really want to hear your voice, though, actually, on this. I want to hear your emotion. I want to feel a sense of what it is that you're feeling. This is a momentous day. It is for any number of reasons. Does it put 9/11 behind us now? Do we really feel like we can, the military-industrial complex doesn't have a reason for being as much today as it did yesterday, you think? Are we still going to have Al-Qaeda out there? Are there going to be more? Are they going to be angry like hornets that have been stirred up? Are they going to want to take their revenge on us? Can we dismantle the TSA? You know, all of the things. I mean, these are certainly silly questions, although I think the TSA should never have been put up, ought to have been dismantled a long time ago for different reasons. But at any rate, that's the whole thing. What is your major thought? The first thing that comes into, the most powerful thing that comes into your mind. I think we have some pretty interesting weapons in the troops themselves. And wouldn't it be good if we could solve all of our problems like this that we need to the way these people have done it? And much more, I don't know, whether there are lots of warriors out there, lots of leaders out there. Who's the healer that wants to help us heal? Because that's is putting him out part of the healing process. I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part. Jennifer is not here today. She'll be with us tomorrow, though, I think, right?
She will.
And she's on her way to Hawaii.
She's on her way back from a music festival in California today.
Oh, okay.
And then she leaves for Hawaii, and she'll be in Hawaii all week. But she'll be here a little bit all week.
Yeah, okay. 800-510-8255. Speaking of this week, the week will culminate Sunday, Mother's Day. What has your mom done for you lately? What do you think about when you think of your mom? What stories do you have later in the week? Probably on Friday, we'll devote a lot of time to Mother's Day. Funny stories. I like to do that every year at this time. And the other thing that's happening with regularity every year at this time is my reminding you a lot with many of my other colleagues on local programs, local stations, and national shows about the beauty of the flowers from proflowers.com. Now, here's the offer. It's good for a couple days this week. Good for you to get onto this thing. It's a one dozen assorted rose play for your mom, plus a free glass vase. It's $19.99. Roses for under $20. Amazing this close to Mother's Day. Try ProFlowers. If you haven't already done so, they deliver everywhere in our country, and they guarantee the flowers will stay fresh for at least a full week.
Ordered mine the other day.
Richie's on board. Are you? You get this exclusive deal. Here's a $10 add-on. Double your roses and get a free chocolate assortment. A doubling of the roses. Free chocolates for $10 more for $29.99. Everybody better get on this thing right now. Unbelievably good deal. Last till midnight on Friday. Do not miss out. Here's the way, the only way, to get this amazing Mother's Day roses deal. Call 800-PROFLOWERS. It's PROFLOW, actually. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug. Or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Doug, D-O-U-G. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic and type in Doug. Act now for Mother's Day. All right, let's get back to your calls. 800-510-8255. Johnny is in Utica, New York. So your reaction to all of this swirl around the death of Osama bin Laden, Johnny?
Well, good to speak to you this morning.
Thank
Doug.
You.
I love your show.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm almost speechless. I felt like such a mushroom for so long. You know how mushrooms are taken care of. They're kept in the dark. And they're grown
with manure.
That's right. Yeah. You keep them in the dark and you feed them manure and they just grow.
Right.
But it's amazing to me what people will go along with. You know, we've had all these conspiracy theorists come up with all this crazy conspiracies about 9/11 and everything. And it's just like they can tell us anything now and we'll believe anything because that guy that called a while ago hit the nail on the head. Look at Barack Obama up there when he's talking, when he's telling you stuff. It's just like when me and you was little and we tried to lie to our daddy and tell him, Daddy, no, Daddy, I didn't do that. And your daddy looked straight through us with a laser beam. People are asleep. People are sedated. I don't want to call the American people stupid because I don't think it's their fault, but
I'll take exception. I'm not. Wow. Let me take exception with you just a bit. I don't disagree that a lot of people may be giving too much credit where credit isn't due. There are a lot of things, the screens that we find ourselves in front of. You have choice. You don't have to be in front of the television set or the computer or all these other things that are distracting. You can find other ways. You've made the choice to do that. Once it happens, well, we become addicted to it, and we tend to believe everything we hear or see instead of using our own judgment, our own brain. We need to make our brain stronger, Johnny.
Thousands of people from all over the world, different countries, use their brains to try to figure out why Building 7 fell in freeform style with the other two buildings.
Hmm.
And that didn't do us no good. The media just didn't tell us nothing about that.
The news media is your enemy. They are willing co-conspirators in many of the events that have put us to sleep.
What's it going to take for the American people to stand up and say lies, lies,
well,
lies?
Well, John, think about this. Think about back in the 50s, 60s, 40s when all this stuff just got brushed under the table. And now people are asking questions, and that's why people like you get to call radio shows that are heard all around the country and say, you know what? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm amazed at how many people don't believe it. I'm really
amazed. We haven't
heard
anybody yet who believes it.
It's amazing to me. Yeah. So, Johnny, do you believe that he was already dead or that he's still not dead?
I believe he was already dead, and the fact that they got rid of the body so fast proves it.
Why would
that? So you don't think there's any credibility to having the Muslim tradition honored and not making a martyr out of him?
No, and when he made his speech, he came up and said, we're going to do this for the Muslim tradition as far as burial and all. He was just covering himself.
Now, see, here's
let's follow this, Doug, though. When would he have been killed, do you think?
Well, when they got him out of the freezer and he had chicken nuggets all stuck to his arm and freezer labels on his head, and they said, we got to get some DNA off this fella.
Johnny, thank you. 800.
I love it.
800-510-8255. Oh, Tony is listening to KTSM in El Paso, and I hope you're happy about that, Tony.
Oh, yes, I am, Derek. How are you doing this morning?
All right. What's in your mind about all of this as you listen to these people and you read and think this through for yourself? What are you thinking?
Well, this guy who just got off, Johnny in Utah, I think.
No, he was in Utica, New York.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just think he's one of those guys who was very quickly to believe mission accomplished, you know. And me, I think, you know, that it's about time that we got that guy, you know, the idea of one man, one round, one shot, et cetera. You know, God, we mm-hmm. got the job done.
Yeah.
I just get the feeling that there are so many people, you know, who are just upset that what Bush could not do in 7 years' time, Obama got done and did it too.
Bush didn't do it because he chose not to do it. He could have done it, as I've said hundreds of times, and other people who know more about this stuff than I do. I was convinced a long time ago, and I've used the same thought pattern or thought process with Saddam Hussein, could have got him the same way long time ago. You can't tell me with all of these billions and billions of dollars we spend on satellite hardware and tracking hardware and reconnaissance that we couldn't have done this a long time ago. There's a certain amount of showbiz here that's being presented, and some people have fallen for it, and some people aren't. It's on the surface and deep down, it's a good thing that he's gone. I don't, you know, it's hard for me. My own ethical moral standards are such that I don't relish in the death of anybody, any human being, any animal. However, if anybody, it's like the death penalty. I don't approve of it, but in some cases, it seems to be appropriate for heinous stuff. Bin Laden's been responsible for the deaths of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people in one way or another. He was a very intelligent, well-educated man who was sinister, sick, depraved, and so egotistical. Everything was, and I made this comparison, I think, before in our life and times talking about this. There are similarities between a lot of people who get into leadership positions, whether they are deemed to be good guys or bad guys.
Yeah.
There still is a similarity.
They all think that they are doing the best thing for their ideology.
Right.
No matter
whether
also,
they're... And it all becomes about them. It's all about them. You got it, Tony?
Absolutely. I agree
100%. All right, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Here's Charlie in Hibbing, Minnesota, 800-510-TALK. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Morning.
I just got a simple thing to say. I can't figure out what all the excitement is about. We kill an Al-Qaeda guy, then he kills 3,000 R's. That's all I got to say.
The math
speaks for itself.
Yeah, the math. So one dead there, 3,000 dead here. A lot of Americans tell you it was a fair trade. 800-510-8255. I wonder how Osama bin Laden's prostate was before he hit the road. What do you think, Richie?
I'm sure it was in very good health.
No, actually, I think it was probably not in very good health.
No?
No, because he didn't enjoy the company of a lady, and I don't want to get too deep.
Stuck on all
those
donkeys in the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Right. There are a lot of people who are concerned about age-related prostate conditions, and it has become a big issue for a lot of people. And I say a lot of people because it isn't just men who are affected by this. Women are affected by it as well. If the man in your life is uneasy when he's resting, if he's not doing his best in the intimacy department, if his urine flow is irregular and he's up half the night, these sorts of things are all indicative of having a prostate problem. And you don't want your man to have a prostate problem, do you? You want him to be healthy and happy. You should urge him to see a doctor for a yearly checkup, and you should also get him to start taking beta prostate. It supports the healthy urine flow, healthy prostate function, healthy sleeping habits, all the things that you want to have a complementary life. And you don't need a prescription. This stuff's available by calling 800-607-7078. 800-607-7078. Get you a free bottle. Millions and millions of bottles have been sold, so isn't it kind of cool that to get you started, you have an opportunity to get a free bottle now of Beta Prostate. Be smart. Call 800-607-7078. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. You're only going to pay a small shipping and handling charge. Try it. Think about it. Get on it. You'll be happy that I told you this story. 800-607-7078.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Garlic bread? Ezer Allid? Wrench Rise? When the food you eat has nutritional gaps, so do you. But fortunately, you've got Centrum. With more key nutrients than one a day essential, Centrum helps you fill the gaps better. So go on. Order that umpkin eye. Nosh on those rackers. Feast on those ish sticks. Filling those nutritional gaps is as easy as taking a Centrum. Centrum, complete from A to zinc.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden, we're taking your calls. The story broke on Twitter. One of the soldiers at the raid was the first one who put it up. Pretty interesting how, isn't the word, it really is amazing. And how this went around the world in seconds. Kathy, with her reaction, listening in Harriman, Utah. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Doug, and hi to your other guests. I just want to say that there is a book called The New Pearl Harbor, and it tells that George Bush was behind this whole thing, and Cheney and Condoleezza Rice, they tell you exactly where these people were at, exactly the words that they said, and everything that was done. And then another movie is In Plain Sight, P-L-A-N-E, that people can get and really find out who was behind this.
You know,
and Bin Laden had nothing to do with it.
I missed this. Our phones must be getting rerouted from Alex Jones's show.
This is not a show about conspiratorial by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know,
this
they're
amazing.
But you know what? These people, they deserve to get what they've gotten. This kind of call and these sorts of reactions are where people are more so today because of the incredible stonewalling and distrust that people have for leadership. John's in Evansville, Indiana. You're on the air now, John. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd just like to, say first, go Navy. But anyways,
there you go.
There's a line from Star Wars that said, strike me down and I will become more powerful than you could ever imagine. So
you think that they...
The attitude of the...
We all know that Bin Laden was just...
The extremes, rather.
Yeah, Bin Laden at this point is just a figurehead. I mean, he, you know, what
head
was
of the
he
snake.
Doing? Right, you cut the head of the snake off, but the snake's still going to move.
Mm-hmm. Well, time will tell on that one. It's a psychological victory for some, and unfortunately, it ought to have been done a long time ago. It is something that the dullest of us will think, oh, well, it's about time, so what do we do now? 51 after the hour.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
I'll get off of summer for a while and get into some other things that make this program important for so many folks around the country, early in the morning, during the mid-morning, during the afternoon and the evening. This program is heard around the clock on a lot of great radio stations, plus at DougStephan.com. And because there's so much variety, even though most people do want to talk about the passing of Mr. Bin Laden, we have other things. The royal wedding this past Friday, and the technology carrying the event in a sense. Do you know how the royal wedding actually fared? Time, internet traffic. Wow. All-time internet traffic, Richie. This is before the Bin Laden thing. Two big things this weekend that affected how people got information and the vehicle through which I have my new iPad and that stuff. You know, it's all over everything. All electronic media is on top of this. Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, shares the startling numbers with you next year on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I admit I've had about enough of the royal wedding, but I have yet to talk about it here. So let's take a look today at Will and Kate and the Internet and where this wedding ranked. According to CNN.com, Internet service provider Akami said that global web traffic spiked to 5.3 million page views per minute at 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Friday as people were waking up, getting to work, and nearly every news organization on the planet was posting pictures of the kiss. This makes the royal wedding the sixth biggest event in Internet history. It's about 25% more page views than President Obama's election in October. So, what were the top web events in history? Sadly, four of the top five had to do with soccer, various World Cup and European Cup games. Number four was the 2010 U.S. midterm elections. Then at six comes the royal wedding. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Okay, let's change our focus for a moment to being a teenager again. When I go back, you love being a teenager.
Oh, man.
Though most teens might complain these days about homework or studying for tests, you did that too. The truth is, a lot of students today really do appreciate the hard work teachers do to prepare them for the future. And as the school year comes to a close, a lot of thoughts from various folks. Brian Osich has the details.
Few jobs are as important as a teacher's. That's why this week, in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week, national education provider Knowledge Universe sponsored a survey of students to find out what they think about teachers. Amy Spangler with Knowledge Universe says most kids agree teachers deserve more than just an apple.
We found two-thirds of teens, 11 to 18, think their teachers should be appreciated more. And 9 out of 10 students recognize that a teacher has positively impacted their lives. So this week, we want to turn the spotlight on the thousands of educators who are shaping the next generation.
So what are some ways to show teachers your gratitude?
The simplest thing is to take just a minute and talk with them. Ask what they need. What would make their day better? Or even, how was your day? You can also have your child create a handwritten thank you note or a piece of artwork and present it to their teacher.
For more survey info and tips, log on to kueducation.com/US. That's Education Now from Knowledge Universe.
All right, let's change our focus for a few minutes. Most of us might like to have a new bathroom, right? Richie, you'd like to have a new bathroom.
I would, absolutely.
But affording to redo it is a whole other story. T.K. Anderson has more on some simple and cost-effective ways that you can make your bathroom good as new in a flash and at a fraction of what you might think it would cost.
You may think you don't have time or money for a complete bathroom renovation, even if May is National Home Improvement Month. That's why Kelly Edwards from HGTV's Design on a Dime is teaming up with Waterpik to help folks create a new little sanctuary without draining your time or bank account.
You can update any bathroom in less than a day and for less than $200. And sometimes it's the simplest changes that can really give your bathroom a completely revamped look and feel.
Edward says you can follow any of these easy tips and still make a big impact.
A fresh coat of paint can certainly make a big splash, and an updated shower curtain can add drama, whimsy, or even relaxation depending on the style. And just changing your shower head can turn a regular shower into a true spa-like experience. For instance, Waterpik's Easy Select shower head has a spray selector that's right on the handle, so you can switch from circular massage to full body coverage without even reaching through the water stream.
For even more tips, log on to waterpik.com. That's Lifestyles from Waterpik.
All right. Not the devil jet, Richie, but closest thing to it.
That's right.
Okay. All right, stick around. More for those of you who can hang around in the next hour. Bin Laden, the focus again on Good Day.